Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Good afternoon, one and all. So nice to be here with you all today. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take your perfect step in making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. The goal is, of course, as always, to make progress, move closer every day to the life you're actually here for. And again, so happy to be here with you all. As you know, my passion in life is to help you take inspired action in your life, to make progress, take real steps, create the evidence for yourself so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in a matter of days. And one thing I certainly want to mention to all is that our website has had a bit of a facelift. It's at www.inspiredactionliving.com. You can actually get there as well with www.inspiredactionradio.com. And if you go take a look and sign up on our free membership, you'll receive with that free membership three amazing short audio programs that you can use right now to essentially jumpstart your day with the right attitude. Have absolute validation of your self-value, and another incredible short reminder of how to tap into your own power source. And this is to keep you motivated and creative and going forward, which is what we're actually going to talk about today. But you know, I want to share something first, which really touched me this week, and I love to bring this out to everyone, which is I want to acknowledge that, you know, and it goes perfectly with our show today, which is random acts of kindness. If we just look for it, we can find it everywhere. And let's be honest, it's a wonderful thing to take notice of and even discover that it's happening out there. We are so inundated, all of us, by the news sharing the tragic, unfortunate, and difficult human dramas going on. I want to bring your attention to the good news going on. From some of our world's richest people joining a pledge drive to essentially give half their wealth to charities that make a difference. And, you know, in Indiana, sixth graders are being taught by their teachers right now to write down on a piece of paper an act of kindness someone did for them, whether it's their teacher or their classmate, parents or siblings. And now the school's walls are thick with little kindness notes tacked all over the place. It's so great. And to a young man in Washington, D.C., holding up signs he made with his own hands on the side of the road on a gray Monday morning, asking you to honk if you love someone or smile if it's going to be a great and awesome day. To also, I love this, a young Japanese man standing on a random corner in Japan, telling people who walk by that they are beautiful, intelligent, and wonderful human beings. they were even making people cry because no one's ever heard that said to them before. It's a simple act of kindness, or, you know, a smile can move mountains. We have so much power to change people's lives, not to mention the power we have to change our own life. But and certainly, which is what we're going to talk about today. And Michael Becker is here again with us today. And we have such a meaningful topic to share with you all that has the power to change all of us on every level, which is the secret to never-ending motivation and creativity. Now, many of you know that I'm a big advocate of using our attention as a powerful personal tool in the quest to become masters of our own personal evolution. Today, we're going to put our attention on a power source that's already inside of us, that when tapped or plugged into, can transform the moments and days we spend passing the time to extraordinary memories and off-the-chart creativity, creative ideas, and inspired revelations for our lives. Now, I want to just say hello to Michael. Michael Becker's here today. For those of you who are just tuning in along with myself, Michael is an amazing business and personal life coach who, like me, is very passionate about creating peace of mind, balance, happiness, and real lasting dream building for individuals, such as our topic here today, which, you know, helping people feel and see real change and success in their lives by not just talking about it, but showing the real, grounded, let your life speak for itself kind of change. So, hi, Michael. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm so happy to be here today. And I tell you what, I'm really excited to talk about the subject of never-ending motivation and creativity.
Excellent, excellent. So, first, you know, we can't talk about how to tap into our own power source without talking about two very important keys, which is authenticity and passion. I want to take a moment and define authenticity for everyone. As I may have mentioned in the past, I am a huge advocate of making sure everybody's starting from the same place, same page, in a familiar area, so there's understanding. So I'm going to take a moment to define authenticity, which is the degree to which one is true to one's own personality, spirit, or character, despite external pressures. Again, the degree to which one is true to one's own personality, spirit, or character, despite external pressures. And passion. Now, passion is a term applied to very strong feelings about a person or thing. Passion is an intense emotion compelling feeling, enthusiasm, or a desire for something. We apply it to a feeling of unusual excitement and a positive affinity towards a subject. When we experience it, it gives us a higher level of psychological well-being. And the bottom line really is that if we're being real here, which we always are, and we tend to, you know, I am very much about being authentic myself, one can't exist without the other. When you're being authentic, passion appears out of nowhere. When you're being passionate, authenticity appears instantly. So the bottom line is if we're, you know, when you start paying close attention to these states of being, you have the ability to turn a tired mind and body back on, to instantly transform a ho-hum, tired, lethargic, and even a feeling of depression into a vital, vibrant, excited, positive state of being. This is what we're going to talk about today, because using what already exists inside of you as a new transformational tool that you can turn on and off at your command. Isn't that what certainly we all understand? We're all moving forward. We all have a level of evolution that we, you know, happens to us every morning, because I'm also a very big advocate of the fact that we are new people every morning. Every night, our cells and our molecules and in our brain waves, everything coalesces when we sleep at night in our dreams. And when we wake up, we are smarter than we were yesterday. We're more capable. We are very much empowered to do so much more and be so much more the next day. And that's something very important to keep in mind, because it's a great idea to think about when you're feeling hopeless, when things aren't maybe going your way. What you might stop and think about for just a moment is that, okay, you know what? Tomorrow's another day. When I wake up in the morning, I'm going to be a new person. So there is much more potential, much more opportunities to that absolutely will occur for us. So when we come back, we're going to get into this relative to understanding your power source. So let's take a break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we're going to talk about the secret to never-ending power to stay motivated and creative. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about how to tap into our own never-ending power source. We all have it. It's inside of us right now, every day. So first, I want to ask Michael, what was the first thing in your life that you discovered you could say, I have passion for that?
Wow, that's I knew you were going to ask that question. And I saw the topic for the week. I just knew that I'd be asked that question. So I actually thought about it. And a number of things came up, but then all of a sudden I realized that when I really just let it come to me, the thing when I was a child that I was really passionate about, and it's going to sound a bit odd, but one of the things was I was interested in geography. And I thought, why was that? And one of the main reasons was my parents subscribed to National Geographic magazine. And I was just, I mean, I was cover to cover on that. I read it, studied the pictures, looked at, and I loved those maps. I mean, nobody else in the family got to see those maps once they came in. I grabbed them, you know. And I started really getting interested in that. So, you know, when I was young, as a kid, I was interested in the facts, you know, where are the countries located, the names of the countries, you know, just all the basic information about them. And then as I got older, I started getting a lot more interested in all the details, you know, why do people live there? What kind of people live there? What are their beliefs? What's their history? You know, what motivates these people to live in these different places? All those kind of questions as I got older. And I have to say that's been a passion really for most of my life, and has really kind of translated into what I do. You know, when I do coaching, business coaching and personal coaching, it's really translated. It's taken me there, which is pretty interesting.
Excellent. And one of the barometers, I should say, in terms of when we're paying attention to our passion subject is what happens when we're engaged in it. What's your awareness of time? How do you feel afterwards? You know, how would you describe that?
Well, I would say for me, and I think a lot of other people, the main thing that when you're passionate about something, time is not relevant to you anymore. You're almost not even aware of time. You're just in it. You're completely immersed in the thing you're passionate about, and time doesn't matter, and you're just totally focused on the area of interest where your passion is, and you're in your own world. You're really
right.
In your own world.
Right. One thing I really am fascinated by, and that's why I talk about the internal power source, is that when our attention is on a passion subject, whatever that might be, not only in terms of time, it simply goes away. So yes, just like you're saying, we're not aware of it, where it just, many hours can pass that seems like just 5 minutes because we're so engaged completely, 100% of our attention on that subject. Plus, what I love about it is the fact that you can, if you took two activities, let's say. One particular activity is something that you, maybe is a chore-like activity, work-related, something that you must get done so you do it, versus the other activity is on a subject that you have passion for. What happens is if you notice, you spend the equal amount of time on each of those activities, but after the fact, how do you feel? And typically on the activity that was a chore, was something you must do, you need to do, work-related, something that just had to get done, you have less energy. You're tired from that. Versus when you've spent the time on the subject that you have passion about, you're energized. The absolute opposite occurs, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's the magic of being passionate about something. The magic is that instead of, you can spend as many hours as you need to on that and want to, you don't feel like you've been drained. Your energy has come up, and that's because it's internal. You're not looking for something external. It's something inside of you, and when something inside of you is passionate, it supplies you with all the energy that you need versus what you were characterizing as things you do because, you know, you need to do them, you have to do them, it's a responsibility, and you do them, you may do them very well, but oftentimes when you're finished, you feel tired, you feel drained, because it wasn't something that was internally motivated, it was something external, and that's the big difference.
Right, and I love the fact that you were talking about that, because the way you said that, because what's so interesting, and especially for my life, when I was younger, even as a young girl, I had such great interest in what was going on in people's lives around me. I was always talking to them. I was always discovering a little bit of their history, but what sort of made them tick. I had this interest in what made people tick. And so I was, interestingly, as a young girl, always pursuing little answers to those questions. And then, as often happens in our lives, there's a period of time, oh my gosh, we experience very difficult challenges and obstacles that sort of derail us a little bit, knock us off our path of interest, and we end up moving into an area because we're pushed, pulled, prodded out of, into an area that we get more into what I call survival mode rather than in a thriving mode. And so that survival mode for me lasted such a long period of time when I look back on it, where I ended up going in a direction that really I didn't have a lot of passion for. I maybe had some interest, but not a lot of passion for. And then what happened was, is when I started back on the subject areas that I truly had passion for, everything started shifting. The energy I had started changing. It was like I had this internal battery that was sitting there not being used, and was really fascinating because I think a lot of times we have that internal battery we're using and we're not noticing that. And then something happens in our lives, we get derailed and we get disconnected from it, and we go on and on and on and have a lot of things, including health challenges that occur from that. Then we hopefully remember, we get back on track and discover that battery again and are able to reconnect to it. And that's why we're talking about this subject today, because I think it's incredibly important to put our attention on this very fact. Because, with the idea of, especially what it does is it reattracts ourselves to that passion and re-energizes the life we're really here for. Wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Oh, totally. And I mean, you just nailed it when you said the difference, because I see this all the time, the difference between surviving and thriving. It is a huge difference in how you experience your life. And I have to say, just based on the work I've done over the years, that the majority of people, at least in large blocks of their time, is spent in a survival kind of mode, meaning have to, got to do it, need to do it, must do it, all the things you have to do to get through your life, to live a life. And unfortunately, when you're in that process, it actually minimizes your ability to thrive.
Yes.
And so, a lot of people, you see them walking around, they're so tired looking, they're so drained looking. And again, the line forms here. I've spent many, many years in that mode. And you're doing the best you can, but you're not thriving. You're not internally energizing yourself and your life. You're just hoping to find energy elsewhere. And oftentimes that's not the case. And so often the people I deal with over the years have been very fatigued, very stressed, and are wondering why their battery is always on low. And
right.
It's because they're not operating out of their real, genuine interest and passion. And honestly, they're not operating out of their unique selves.
Right, right. You know, it's funny, what popped into my head just now is the song that Adam Lambert, I think it was, sang on American Idol a couple seasons ago, I think it is now, that I think it's called A Mad, Mad World or something, and I don't know if anyone's heard that song, but he did a wonderful version of it. It's obviously not his song, he just sang it on the show, but it is about just, people plugging along and in this essential zombie state. That is really sad, because there is so many things that can be done to really plug back into the vitality of life, to bring that vibrant, clarity back into our lives. There are a lot of things that can be done with the tools that people already have. They have them now. They don't need to go look for them. They don't need to do anything else. Just stand still and understand that they have some really valuable tools on hand to access. And you know, here's a great way to test this idea is, you know, in your day when you have that time, you're feeling tired, maybe even a bit lethargic. I'm sure every once in a while you have a certain time in day which is often after lunch, that maybe you've had too much pasta for lunch or something, when you just slow down. And personally, I'm a huge advocate of once in a while taking a power nap in the afternoon. But until our country understands, other countries do understand this, but until our country understands how beneficial and healthy this is for our workers and the productivity of companies, something you can do is simply in the moment, you're wishing for your second wind, purposefully put your attention on something you have passion for. I'm talking about all of your attention, not multitasking. We're a very multitasking world. It's unfortunately, it can be kind of unhealthy to do that. And it often certainly, in my opinion, always decreases the quality of work in the multitasking arena. But just put your attention on whatever it is you have passion for. And after a few moments, see what happens to your body, to physiology, and your mental clarity and your breath even. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how many things, including how to discover your passion if you don't know what your passion is or you're unclear about that. So let's take a break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Thank you. on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here today, and we're talking about building up our own energy supply that can reshape and reignite our life. Before we continue, though, I want to also make sure that, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we've got a new website that has essentially received a great facelift. It's beautiful. Visit us at www.inspiredactionradio.com and also www.inspiredactionliving.com. And also email address is care, at inspiredactionliving .com. Michael, why don't you go ahead and give your email contact information out there for listeners?
It's Michael at consciousproductcenter.com.
Excellent. Now, we were talking about this, our own power supply. The key is to understanding that we have a self-sustaining internal power source that ignites and runs effortlessly when you know how to tap into it. First, you know, as we've been talking about, what are you passionate about? Passion is how you connect to that power supply, purposefully, consciously, intentionally. Now, I know you have something that you're passionate about. Passion, it's really to find it, it's an area that you notice when your attention lands on it, something happens to you. Your emotional, intellectual, and physical energy immediately jumps up a notch. The clock essentially goes away, time goes away, your problems, your worries dissipate. You feel inspired, confident, and on purpose. That's passion. We have things in our life that we enjoy, but we have passion for something. It's really a different animal. It's a different state of mind. And there are many ways to bring passion into our daily lives. And that's what we're talking about today, is the importance of bringing it into your life every day. If you happen to have a job that you're working at that you don't like, if you happen to be involved in a project that requires a lot of your time, but you don't have passion for any of this, it's really important that you take some time in your day, even if it's just a thought. Take at least 5 minutes, less if you have to, but at least 5 minutes, and put your thoughts on the subject that you have passion for. While you do that every single day, that increases and reattaches the lifeline into your own internal energy supply. And I'm talking literally out here. I mean, I'm really talking about the fact that you can increase your energy, improve your health, essentially bring clarity of mind forward. It's really absolutely fantastic. And, you know, we sacrifice so much of our life. The tragedy is that sometimes we sacrifice our internal power source. We all should have been taught this. We should have been exercising this understanding. We should have been shown this aspect of ourselves as one of the most important spiritual and even religious practices. Your passion is the answer to your life purpose. Your unique purpose comes alive when you add passion to your life. When you nurture and take action with your passion, you open up a channel or conduit, if you will, that literally creates a whole new world of possibilities for yourself. So we're going to talk a little bit more about how to tap into that power source. So our first goal is to start, again, filling a portion of your day with something you are passionate about. Not just energy, but passion. You can read on it, watch it, whatever it is, taste it, smell it, touch it. It's essentially, you could use your thoughts, just think about it. It doesn't matter. It just matters that it shows up somewhere in your day. Now, how to find your passion? For those of you who might say you don't know, I know I have people who tell me this, who say, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what to do with my life. How do I figure that out? Well, first off, is the very first thing to do is the self-talk. First, immediately stop saying, I don't know what my passion is. immediately stop doing that. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely, because that's like you're asking a question and then you're giving yourself the answer within the question, which
right.
is, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And pretty soon you believe that.
Yes, yes. And what you really want to do is replace that with, my passion is revealed to me daily. Use that as a mantra. Because if you really bring that forth and just, you know, essentially when you find yourself, I don't know what my passion is, just stop for a moment, say, you know what, that's not my thought, this is my thought. My passion is revealed to me daily. That's a very small, simple step to take immediately in this arena. And the next is, of course, listen to your body. Your body, again, is an incredible barometer. It tells you when things around you excite you. It tells you when your heart rate goes up, when you feel a little extra energy, when you're suddenly something's grabbed your attention. You want to really pay attention to those pieces. And what have you done recently where you've lost track of time? We were just talking about this. The idea of time simply goes away. It's just not in anywhere in your sight because all of your attention was taken on by whatever this particular activity was. Also, what are you so good at that others have consistently complimented you on your ability of it? Wouldn't you say that, Michael? That's a really big one.
That's a big one because you don't even have to be asking the question. You just really have to think about it because I'm guessing every person, I know it as a matter of fact, every person has something that they're just innately, inherently good at, and other people notice it, and other people will make comments about it, and that's a big tip-off.
Right. And what type of books are you consistently drawn to? Now, one thing I'm going to say out here is movies don't count. Now, we can watch movies, but movies, the media, mostly that's a distraction. It's a little bit of a break. It's a little bit of a vacation from ourselves. It's disguising itself sometimes as our passion. It hijacks our time and attention. And it's, again, great to take a break once in a while. But as long as you recognize that that's what you're doing. That's actually what you're doing is you're taking a break. That's what that's about. But again, what type of books, reading material are you consistently drawn to? What type of conversations with others are you drawn to that you get excited about? This one's a really important one because especially I know when I start talking about a subject that I'm particularly passionate about or I have just a little kernel of passion for, I notice what's happening to me. I suddenly am very interested. I suddenly have things I might want to contribute to that conversation. I'm also very interested in what others have to say about it. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
That's so true also. It's those kind of conversations, that things that you get involved in, that you want to keep getting involved in, you keep wanting to be doing, those are the tip-offs. Those are the kinds of things that without much effort at all are giving you a very clear direction of where your real passion is. And again, you don't have to look far for that. It's in your daily life. Just think about it. Who do I talk to about what? And do I have those conversations repeatedly? Because if you do, good indicator that you're passionate about it.
Right, absolutely. And what areas do you display the most confidence in? That's another very big one because you can notice, if you put your attention on yourself, you notice when you have confidence in something and when you don't. There's a big difference there. Now, it doesn't mean that, oh my gosh, somebody wants me to stand in front of a very small group or speak in a group about this particular subject. Now, I know I'm interested in it and I might even have passion for it, but oh my gosh, I don't have confidence to speak about that. Well, that's different. I'm not talking about fear of public speaking or fear of speaking in a group. That's a skill we all build. But I'm just simply talking about you personally. How do you feel about a particular subject? Do you have confidence in that subject? That's another trigger, another big hint about passion. And also, big, big thing, ask yourself to do this. Ask those around you what they think your passions are. That's another very great way to determine. Sometimes we have great passion for something and others watch us when we talk about it. They watch our energy go up. They watch various our body language. They see that suddenly we have great insight about something. And sometimes it's hard while we're inside the bubble to notice that. Other people do notice that. So ask those close to you, what do they think your passion is? You're going to find great illumination from those conversations. And the bottom line is, what do you love to do? What do you love to do? That is so very important because we all have something that we love to do. And it is somewhat critical in understanding this. And so we're going to actually talk a little bit more about this. We've got to take a break here, but we're going to talk about who in our life, really shows us this and the difference between taking something we love and doing a business or hobby with it, in fact. So let's take a quick break. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio, and we will bring in the idea of passion and business and hobby into our lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about tapping into our talents and re-energizing our life, staying motivated, creative. And what I really want to put out there, too, is that I jump onto our new facelifted website, which is inspiredactionradio.com, or take a look at www.inspiredactionliving.com. And you could also jump on there and join our free audio membership. That way, you just by giving your email address, you'll be able to get some free short audios that you can use instantly to revitalize your day. They are really wonderful, inspiring short audios that I think are so incredibly helpful. And so anyway, talking about tapping into our own energy supply. And since we're talking about how to stay motivated and creative, even a hobby that gives you joy and fulfillment counts. But as I always say, there is a way to bring your passion into an arena where you can also make a living. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
There is, and I think that's a big subject. I mean, that's not a quick thing to talk about, but it's so true. I think the biggest successes, if you just look at the world around you, the biggest successes you see are from people who are absolutely passionate about what they were doing. And the one that, you know, everyone knows who just recently died is Steve Jobs. And I would argue that he was probably the poster child for that. I mean, the man loved what he was doing and from an early age in his life recognized that and just wouldn't stop. You know, he wouldn't stop following his passion, so to speak. He wouldn't quit. And by doing that, he was so creative, and he did so many amazing things, and his products are in most of our hands, and we use them every day. And it's not because he's a technological genius. But I would say it's because he was totally passionate about what he was doing.
Yes. And actually, it's funny you say that. One of our topics next week is actually going to be on the challenge of being a heart-centered entrepreneur, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a moment. But I want to make sure that we give a few tips out there to folks relative to what you're looking to do to really attach yourself to, again, that energy supply inside of you. And first off, it's kind of your awareness. Put your attention on the fact that, do you feel like you are connected to it? And if the answer is a resounding no, big insight and something you need to do is, you know, when you find your passion and you put your attention on it, the next key is to slowly each day add a little bit more of your attention. Every night before closing your eyes, ask yourself, did you at the very least put your thoughts on your passion that day? Did you add more time to it that day? Very important. And you'll be shocked at, just try to do this for a week. It is amazing what happens. And also ask yourself, how far do you want to take your passion? Whatever your answer is, as long as it's come from your authentic self, it's right. The best way to do this is to really ask yourself the question when you have your attention on whatever it is that you're passionate about. Ask yourself that question, how far do you want to take your passion? Very big key, very, very big key here is to believe in yourself. You are powerful beyond measure. You are incredibly intelligent, strong, and capable of more than you can imagine right now. You're never without resources. That's what's really profound here is to remember that, especially the idea of building your own self-value, which is something I'm very passionate about and I talk about, and I've got an audio that's coming out very shortly related to self-value, seeing yourself as your greatest asset. Because when you truly believe in yourself and you understand how incredibly important you are, then that acceptance brings you into a place where you easily see what's going on inside, you easily tap into what you need to tap into. And especially the idea that you're powerful and capable. And I think a lot of people it's shocking, really, how many, what percentage of us really can use a little bit of a facelift, a little bit of an improvement in the quality of how we see ourselves. And that's incredibly important and something we all certainly need to pay attention to. Don't you think, Michael?
Absolutely. I mean, when I coach people, I've worked with people over the years, that's the issue that comes up most of the time. You've got that self-value, you know, how you perceive yourself, how you feel about yourself. It's kind of the foundation. I mean, we can talk about a lot of things, a lot of very important things, but if that foundation isn't there where you actually feel good about yourself and you feel confident, a lot of the other things are much more challenging if the answer is, you know, you don't feel that confident, you don't feel that good about yourself. All the other things can still be done, but it's going to take longer because that foundation isn't strong enough. But once that foundation is there, then truly anything is possible.
Yes, and a great way that I feel for someone to take a quick peek at what the quality level they are operating at in terms of their self-value, I have on the inspiredactionliving.com website. There, if you go in there and put your email address in, it gets you to the audio page. It's not a problem. Everything's free. But take advantage of these resources. And there's one in there called How Important Are You? Critical to take a listen to that. It's only about 7 minutes long. Listen to that and notice what happens. That's going to give you an insight into where you are in that quality level. Because you may feel good, feel confident. You may feel your self-esteem is pretty good, but maybe your self-worth isn't. So these are some quick areas to determine where you're at in terms of that, in terms of how your self-value goes. Plus, I really want to make mention of what we're going to talk about next week, which is, again, the challenge of being a heart-centered entrepreneur. We're going to take this topic and really get into the fact that if you're passionate about something, how do you make a living at it? And do you have what it takes to make a living as an entrepreneur? And what are the things that you can do to master the art of entrepreneurship? These are really important topics. They have a multitude of layers to it, and we're really going to dive into this topic next week to really get a sense of and help those entrepreneurs out there that can take their life and maybe their business to a whole new level. And that's a really important thing to talk about. And I also certainly, I want to thank Michael. Thank you so much for being here today. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Inspired Action Radio. Visit us at our new website. I love to inspire, and I'm going to be adding some new audios to that shortly. So please join me again every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And like I say, next week, we're really going to get into the heart-centered entrepreneur. Because wouldn't you like to make a living doing what you love? We're going to take a no-nonsense look at how to create real income while pursuing your dreams and visions. So have a great week, everybody, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift.
you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.